I just want to have a few thoughts today as we sort of come to the conclusion of our service here, and particularly looking back at the year that we've just had. It's been a year, as we've always been told, like no other, and I'm sure for most of us here, we haven't experienced this type of year before. All our plans have been disrupted, haven't they? Many of our holidays or our connections with people, our travels, our workplaces, our time with our children, our time with our spouse even, has all changed. And we've been on the receiving end of having to rethink an awful lot. And that's true in the church as well, isn't it? We've had to rethink everything, and we've had to put some things down. We've picked up other things that have been good for us. But it's all been a little bit disrupted during this time. Right at the beginning of this time, which was 9 months ago now, your fear seemed to spread through because it was all unknown and uncertain. And as much as there is still that uncertainty, I think we are beginning to look forward to something else beginning to happen. And that's true for us here at NBC as well as we move towards 2021. I'm guessing you've explored lots of new things as well, particularly in the Bible, and I hope that you've found, well, lots of time to explore things. But the Psalms, in particular, I know has helped many people through this time, because the Psalms have a whole range of emotions and experiences expressed that really help us to engage in the story. So I wanted to look at a particular Psalm this morning, and that is Psalm 77. So if you've got your Bibles with you, you might want to just turn to them now and to Psalm 77. And I just want to read the first 9 verses to you at the moment. I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands and I would not be comforted. I remembered you, God, and I groaned. I meditated and my spirit grew faint. You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago. I remembered my songs in the night. My heart meditated and my spirit asked, will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion? Have you asked those questions? They sort of hang in the air, don't they? All those thoughts as we've moved through this year. Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion? And they're out there, aren't they? And for some of us, maybe we have come up with the answer because we're remembering, of course, because God's been faithful to us in the past. Of course, he hasn't withheld his compassion to it. But of course, for some of you, maybe it has been so tough and those questions are still left unanswered for you. That's why I think it's important for us to look back. Maybe not just look back at this year, but look back over a longer period of time to look back, to remember, and to give thanks. As we look back here at NBC over this year, there are lots of things that we can look back and remember. We've had lots of teaching, and of course in March we had to go online for that as well, and you'll be able to see a whole back catalogue of our sermons into eternity maybe, or for as long as YouTube exists. We've done many series, and at the time when COVID first struck, we were in this series called When I'm, looking at different emotions that we would go through. And the Sunday after COVID, we looked at When I'm Fearful, and it sort of kicked off that resonance of you know, confidence in who God was. After Easter, we had our 40 days with Jesus. You may remember that. And we had a whole series of podcasts every single day as well. And I think that was a great time for us just to look at Jesus coming into the midst of his followers after the resurrection, just to remind us that he is with us. We looked at Daniel as well. And we had some fantastic sermons during that time. And it was really encouraging to look at the book of Daniel at this time. We had an amazing Remembrance Sunday just a few weeks ago, and I know many of you appreciated that very much. And then in our run-up to Christmas, a very different kind of Christmas, looking at the characters in the story and seeing how their period of time, their Christmas, if you like, was changed because of what happened in their lives. I'm sure some of that teaching has been helpful to you, and I hope that as you've listened, as you've engaged in it, that you will have just sensed God saying something new to you. We've been blessed in our worship here. We've kept engaged with our mission partners, and very early in the year, we had a visit from Sergio and Liz Viela from Mozambique. Our youth and children's work has gone on amazingly during this time as well. And thanks to Tom for all that he's done in terms of keeping connection with our young people and with our children as well. Our building had time to rest, if you like, but it also gave us an opportunity to upgrade certain things. Some of you came in and painted, and we had upgrades on our AV equipment as well, thanks to your generosity for our gift day. You know, a lot has happened. Small groups continued. We ran Discipleship Explored, and we did a study on Ruth, and many of you, part of existing small groups, kept connected as well. We ran Alpha, I think twice this year, to be honest, which was amazing. Firstly, in person in January, and then online as well. Cafe Link and Ladies Fellowship, do you remember those? Back in January, February, and March, and we had those, and so much pastoral love and care that you've shown towards one another, and your prayers for all God's people. Do you know, they have happened every day of this year. So much of it unseen. Your kindness towards others in our community as well. Thank you so much for continuing to express the love of God to many, many different people. You've met people, you've served people, you've walked with people, you've shown Jesus to people in your workplace, in your neighborhood, in your families. Opportunities that you've had to express God's love. And I just want to say thank you for all that you've done. And staying connected during this time, and your support and encouragement for everything that's gone on. And thanks to the NBC leaders, the deacons as well, for their support and encouragement, just to enable us to keep walking forward. And now we're here, the 27th of December, and we've looked back at our year, and we can give God thanks for all that he's done. A very different kind of year, but God has been faithful throughout it. His favor has been seen in so many ways. If you've got your Bibles open in Psalm 77, there's a real pivot point in verse 10. I just want to read verses 10 to 15. Because after all those questions that the psalmist asked, there's this lovely little phrase, "Then I thought." Then I thought. "To this I will appeal, the years when the Most High stretched out his right hand, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. With your mighty arm, you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph." So after this year has almost come to an end, what are you thinking? What are you thinking about God as you look back? What are you thinking about his purposes and his plans for you and for the church and for his people? What are you considering right now? Yeah, the Christmas story is full of disrupted plans. When everybody in the story must have wondered what God was doing. Was his favor going to be extended? Were his plans going to be fulfilled? Was that expectation and that waiting for a Messiah ever going to happen? And then a few people began to think, God is doing something new. We can thank him for his faithfulness in the past as we look back. And we can be in this moment to celebrate and rejoice that God is at work. Elizabeth and Zechariah, they had a baby. Mary declared she was the Lord's servant. Joseph acted in obedience despite the disruption to his plans. The shepherds went back to the fields praising God for what they had seen and heard. The kings went home another way, rejoicing that they'd found this king that they had been walking towards. Simeon and Anna, nothing can disrupt God's plans. They had waited and waited, and God came through, and Jesus, the Messiah, came. Nothing to disrupt God's plans. So take some time, will you? Take some time to look back. Verse 10 of Psalm 77, the years when the Most High stretched out his right hand. Will you look back and see what God has been doing when he stretched out to you and poured out his love into your heart and walked with you and been with you and forgiven you and set you free? Look back and remember. Verse 11, your deeds and your miracles. Remember all your works and all your mighty deeds. And then take a moment to give thanks. What God is as great as our God, who displays his power, who redeems his people. I pray that in this day and the days to come before the end of this year, yes, with all that has happened that we wished it hadn't, will you look back, will you remember, and will you pause to give thanks for who God is every single day? Thank you for taking this journey with us. We're going to continue to walk together into the future, the unknown future that God has planned. But I'm looking forward to 2021 to see what God is going to do and how God is going to use each one of us to continue to fulfill his purposes and bring his kingdom in. Thank you for joining us today. It's been great to have you. Let me pray, and then we're going to sing another song together. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that we join in a whole line of people who have asked questions but have come to the same conclusion, that you are God, you are faithful, and we can trust you. Thank you for the past and for your faithfulness towards us. We give you thanks. May the whole of heaven be filled with thanksgiving, and may we with confidence continue to walk into the future that you have planned for us. Thank you, Jesus, that you came. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, I pray. Renew us and fill us with your love, your joy, and your peace, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen.